بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه فأتى الأعمى فقال أي شيء أحب إليك. We are reading this hadith in the chapter of Muraqabah, of meditating and realizing that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is present with us all the time, and we must be conscious of that and observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. For that we are reading in this chapter the sixth hadith, in which Allah Ta'ala had decided to test three people of the Bani Israel. The first one yesterday we had discussed was a person who had leprosy, and an angel had come to him and asked him that what would you like in your life. He said that this disease of mine must be taken away. He asked him what type of wealth would you like. He said either camels or cows, and then he was given a she camel and it produced a lot, and he made dua of barakat for him. Then he came to the blind person whom Allah Ta'ala wanted to test also. فَقَالَ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ. And he asked him, what do you like the most in your life? فَقَالَ أَنْ يَرُدَّ اللَّهُ إِلَيَّ بَصَرِي فَأُبْصِرُ النَّاسِ. That Allah Ta'ala gives me my eyesight back again and I can see people. That is the thing he says he likes the most. فَمَسَّحَهُ فَرَدَّ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ بَصَرَهُ. The angel, the farishta, rubbed his hands over him, and then Allah Ta'ala granted him his eyesight and he could see again. Then the angel, the farishta, asked him, فَأَيُّ الْمَالِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ. What of wealth is the most beloved to you? What would you like to have the most as far as wealth is concerned? قال الغنم. He said, sheep. فَأُوتِيَ شَاتًا وَالِدًا. Then he was given a pregnant sheep. فَانْتَجَ هَذَانِ وَوَلَّدَ هَذَا. And then Allah told these animals then gave they multiplied and lot of barakat was given in them. We've left out the first part, where the angel came. Before he came to the blind person, فَأَتَلْ أَطْرَى. He came to the person who was bald, who did not have hair. فَقَالَ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ. And he asked him, what would you like the best in your life? قَالَ شَعْرٌ حَسَنٌ. He said, beautiful hair. وَيَذْهَبُ عَنِّي هَذَا الَّذِي قَذِرَنِي النَّاسِ. And this thing goes away from me because of which people dislike me. That I'm bald, people don't like me and they keep away from me. That this must be taken away. فَمَسَّحَهُ فَذَهَبَ عَنْهُ. Then the farishta, the angel, rubbed his hand over him, and then this went away, this disease of his. وَوُطِيَ شَعْرًا حَسَنًا. And he was given beautiful hair. قال. Then the farishta, the angel, asked him, فَأَيُّ الْمَالِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ. What of wealth do you love the most? قَالَ الْبَقَرَ. He said, cows. فَأُوتِيَ بَقَرَةً حَامِلًا. Then he was given a pregnant cow. وَقَالَ بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لَكَ فِيهَا. And then the farishta made dua for him also, that may Allah Ta'ala give you barakat in there. Then he came to the blind person and similarly he asked him, he wanted his eyesight back. He rubbed his hand over him. Allah gave him his eyesight again and asked him what he would like the most. And then he said, sheep. And then he was given a pregnant sheep, and then these animals of theirs, they gave birth and they multiplied tremendously. فَكَانَ لِهَذَا وَادٍ مِنَ الْإِبِلِ. Then the first person, Allah Ta'ala gave so much barakat that a whole valley full of camels he possessed. وَهَذَا وَادٍ مِنَ الْبَقَرِ. And the other person, a whole valley full of cows. وَهَذَا وَادٍ مِنَ الْغَنَمِ. And the third person, a whole valley full of goats. So in this way, sheep. So in this way, Allah Ta'ala had given them barakat, but all this was to test them. And the lesson for us to learn is that we also, many times, there are many of us that we are in difficult conditions and in different forms. Allah Ta'ala gives us barakat and we come in a very good position. Financially, health-wise, from what we were, from rags to riches. we get all this, and then when we become wealthy, we forget Allah Ta'ala, and we forget the poor, and we forget what our condition was when we were poor, when we were sick and ill. And in that way Allah tests us, as we read in the hadith in front. After all this barakat, years had passed, then Allah Ta'ala tested them and sent again the farishta, but in a different form now. And he came as a beggar, and he asked them in the name of that Allah who gave them all this. But then we see what the result of that was. So we also must take a lesson. Whatever Allah has given us, never take it. It's our hard work, our know-how, and that we got it from our forefathers, but that it is a gift from Allah. And always keep the commands of Allah Ta'ala in mind, and the rights of the poor and the needy, always keep them also in mind. Whatever we have got, Allah has given it to us, not just for ourselves, but that we share it with others. Whether it is our wealth also, whether it is our knowledge also, whether it is our know-how also, and we share it not just for some monetary gain, but we share it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever Allah has blessed us with, whatever qualities, make shukr to that to Allah, and use it in the correct way, how Allah wants us to use it. Whatever we have got, always think of the other people, and those who haven't got as much as Allah has given us, we should think of them all the time. May Allah give us tawfiq and guide us to righteousness.